Recuperative incident. Through four successive years, I healed, preached, and taught in a general way, refusing to take any pay for my services and living on a small annuity. At one time, I was called to speak before the Lyceum Club at Westerly, Rhode Island. On my arrival, my hostess told me that her next-door neighbor was dying. I asked permission to see her. It was granted, and with my hostess, I went to the invalid's house. The physicians had given up the case and retired. I had stood by her side about 15 minutes when the sick woman rose from her bed, dressed herself, and was well. Afterwards, they showed me the clothes already prepared for her burial and told me that her physicians had said the disease condition was caused by an injury received from a surgical operation at the birth of her last babe, and that it was impossible for her to be delivered of another child. It is sufficient to add her babe was safely born and weighed 12 pounds. The mother afterwards wrote to me, "I never before suffered so little in childbirth." This scientific demonstration so stirred the doctors and clergy that they had my notices for a second lecture pulled down and refused me a hearing in their halls and churches. This circumstance is cited simply to show the opposition which Christian Science encountered a quarter century ago, is contrasted with its present welcome into the sick room. Many were the desperate cases I instantly healed, without money and without price, and in most instances, without even an acknowledgement of the benefit.